Time now for some of your comments. Joining me is NHPR's news director, Sarah Ashworth. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Brady.
This week, Sam Evans-Brown reported on a state effort to win federal funding toward early childhood education. This is a field where salaries are traditionally low. And Marie Davis wrote a comment that better wages will improve quality.
She writes that she drove her baby an hour to a center, quote, because I knew she'd be safe and have an age-appropriate curriculum with caring providers, because they had a wage that didn't pay the same as flipping burgers or running a cash register. She goes on, early childhood professionals, the ones who really care and want to be in that environment, really deserve a better wage. It's a tough job, and in order to get the right people teaching and caring for kids who are at such a vulnerable and trying age, we really need to be able to pay them what the job is worth.
Marcia Emery wrote in about Todd Bookman's coverage of Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and its announcement of a narrow network for those getting individual health insurance through the new healthcare exchanges. Todd reported that the health insurance companies are betting consumers will choose lower costs over broader access.
Marcia writes, quote, I don't know whom they polled to find out that individuals would prefer limited network access. It wasn't me, and how could they, as I'm currently not enrolled anywhere. I think we should do whatever we can to get this reconsidered, and time is short.
Finally, last week, we looked at the history of world records in New Hampshire ahead of an attempt on Lake Winnipesaukee to set a new record for the largest free-floating raft of canoes and kayaks on a single water body.
Well, Brady, I'm sad to report that this attempt came up short. Oh. They needed around 2,000 paddlers, but had about 300. But we did get a comment on another record attempt from Lorraine Ellis, who said, quote, back in 1977, I think, Hopkinton High School chorus sang for 38 hours straight, breaking the record of 36. However, another group then sang for 40 hours later in the year, so we never got into the officially published book.
We'd like to hear your voice, whether it's singing or not, as part of our news coverage. You can always post a comment at nhpr.org. Sarah Ashworth, thanks so much.
You're welcome.